Hello and welcome to Midnight Caller, Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith. And what I wanted to talk to Rory about was the idea of where levels of confidence have been around this Liverpool side, both more internally, I'd say, now than externally, and how that might change with the game against Arsenal. Rory, I was very vocal post-match in a number of different ways, including, to be fair, LFC TV's press box, about the ridiculousness of Liverpool's first and last minute of the first half against Arsenal. They were trying to break in the first minute with numbers, and players end up in really strange positions when you would think the one thing you would do as a football team, given everything, given going to the Emirates, given the way you've been conceding goals, is keep it tight for 10. And then the flip side is the last minute, having clawed yourself in of that first half, when you would think we've done well here, let's just get half time and see where we're up to as a football team, they instead act as though they're about to go and make it 2-1, so it's time to pile forward, boys. And this is where the manager keeps talking about confidence. And I think confidence is a really complicated thing, because you can have a sense of false confidence, or you could try and force confidence, and it can end up being completely counterproductive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think there's a point at which it's probably helpful for a team to be, if anything, too aware of its own limitations. And that, so I will confess that the 4:30 kickoff on a Sunday does not work for me. I would like that feedback to be taken to the Premier League and to Sky, that the 4:30 kickoff on a Sunday does not work for Rory Smith, because Rory Smith, like many people, has children. And children are not in the mood at 4:30 on a Sunday to say, do you know what? You don't watch the football. You feel free. You do that. So I actually missed the first 10 minutes. And I checked my phone as we were coming in the house. We'd been out for a walk, a nice walk. And I thought, I'll just see what the score is. And it was 1-0 to Arsenal. And I thought, well, you know, that's fairly predictable. That's going as I expected. And I didn't see the goal. I turned the telly on, and I was kind of pottering about looking after children and slyly trying to watch the football. And to be honest, from what I saw of the first half, I thought Liverpool did okay.